Hey friend, welcome to the Restored Mind Podcast, where we are going to be talking about various life topics surrounding mindset transformations. These topics are coming from a faith lens and will propel you into a life of peace and joy. My name is Caroline, wife, mom of three, daughter of the one true king, host of this podcast and certified life coach through the I Am system by Painting Miracles Incorporated. My hope is that this podcast brings God's light into your life and you break free from the chains that are holding you back. Friend, it is time to shift your mindset into one that will help you flourish. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Restored Mind Podcast. My friend, how are you doing? Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Caroline. If you are new here, I'm so glad that you're here. I don't know how you got here, but I don't think it was by mistake at all. I do believe that you've been led here for a reason to which I don't know, but I do hope that today's episode is inspiring to you, and I'm just so happy that you are here. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much that you make the choice to come back and listen to my episode every week. Here at the Restored Mind Podcast, we talk about mindset transformations that comes from a faith lens. So we are taking what we believe worldly and flipping the script and applying scripture to it to see what truth we can find so that we can live a life of peace and joy. And I'm just so excited to get started. So for the month of February, I have been talking about love. In week one, I talked about loving yourself and how caring for your soul is so important. And it's not only about taking care of yourself physically. In week two, I talked about how to walk in love, which is the episode where I shared with you the number one Bible verse that angered me so much. And I shared with you the mindset that I was in and what was the outcome of me living completely opposite of what this Bible verse says. If this sounds interesting to you at all and you want to know what it is, I highly recommend that you go to that episode and listen to it. It's called How to Walk in Love. In week three, I brought my husband on and we talked about fighting for your marriage and how important it is to be in communication and to forgive one another, and also why being selfish can harm your relationship. In week four, which was last week, I talked about how to love someone who is hard to love. This was about being kind even when it got hard. I talked about how to navigate that and shared ideas that might help you in that season of your life if you're there. Today, though, we are going to be answering the question, am I loved? I know that question comes up a lot, especially during the hard times in our life. We sometimes feel like we might have been forgotten about and we're unsure if we really are loved. Hopefully this answer is going to reflect God's love on us and how that can set the foundation for us when we're answering this question in the midst of the hard times that we're going through. I also thought that this would be a great way to finish out this mini series that I've had going on all month long, since everything that we've talked about has been focused on a particular topic in love. Some of the episodes that I release this month might not have been relatable to you because you're in a different season of your life, and understandably so. An example that I have is the one that was on marriage. Maybe you weren't able to relate to it, or that it didn't resonate with you for many reasons. Maybe you're not married or you're currently not in a relationship and you wonder if there's someone out there for you. So you're feeling forgotten about and you're wondering, am I loved? Am I able to be loved? And so the main idea is for us to focus on God and to set our eyes on Him and to be renewed in our mind so that we know that we are loved, because He is the greatest and best relationship that we could ever get ourselves into and to work on. It is important that we continue to abide in Him, because a lot of the times we might feel like we're left out for whatever reason. And usually when we see the people around us moving on with their life, whether it be in marriage, building a family, or achieving goals, and we just feel like we're simply stuck and wondering when it's going to be our turn. But Jesus tells us to look at Him. He says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And I believe that a lot of us at one point in our life had similar thoughts, right? We've probably asked ourselves, maybe silently, if we are loved. This question could also come from a place of a broken home. Maybe you grew up in a family that struggled to show each other love in a kind way. Maybe you witnessed your parents getting a divorce or fighting often, and you were in the crosshair of their frustration. And so the words that were spoken over you were not life-giving words. And so you often wondered if you are loved, and maybe even thought that you were a mistake. There are many reasons why this question could have been a thought in your mind. Many, many reasons. So I want you to think, what would your perfect relationship look like? Or what would the perfect love that you could ever receive feel like? If it's gentleness, then my friend, the Lord is gentle. He says to take his yoke upon you and learn from him because he is gentle and lowly in heart. I'm definitely paraphrasing here, but you can look at Matthew 11:29 for reference if you want to look at that verse. In that same verse, Jesus is also telling us that he is not only gentle, but that he gives us rest for our souls. How wonderful is it that you don't have to feel like you're scrambling for peace when he provides that for you? Finding rest for your soul? That sounds like so much better than a nap. And my friend, a nap feels so darn good. I think about Sunday afternoons, maybe after church or after you have lunch and you're just snuggled up on the couch and you take a nap and you wake up feeling energized and rejuvenated. It's so satisfying when you wake up from a nap, right? Most times anyway. But the thing is that the satisfaction that we get from a nap is very temporary, and Jesus is telling us that he gives us rest for our souls. It just sounds to be more sustaining, more long-term than a simple nap that rests our mind and our physical bodies. At least that's just how I see it. If you are searching for someone who forgives, our faithful Lord forgives. Let's take it back to the very beginning. The very beginning when sin entered into the world in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 3:15, the Lord says, I will put enmity between you and him and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. This was a promise made and a promise kept by the Lord that Jesus would come and save us. He chose forgiveness after Eve and Adam ate the fruit that they were not supposed to, the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And there's so much to unpack in just forgiveness alone. I actually have multiple episodes that talks about forgiveness. So my friend, if this is something that is speaking to you right now and you just want more on forgiveness, I would highly, highly recommend checking out one of the previous episodes that I have that talks about forgiveness, whether in yourself or forgiving others. Continuing on with what we are thinking in our mind of a perfect relationship or a perfect love. If you need someone who can be firm, my friend, he's got you there too. He's got you. God is firm in his boundaries that he set for us. And most of us might not think that we need boundaries or we need someone to give us limitations on where we can and cannot go. Because for a long time, I was actually really annoyed by the boundaries that were set before me because my pride got in the way and I thought that I didn't need anyone to tell me what to do. So what happened? Well, I can say with the most certainty that I got lost and I got hurt. And it wasn't until I saw myself as a lamb who needed a good, loving shepherd is when I realized that these boundaries were not meant to hurt me. They were actually meant to protect me. We can get burned when we're not within the boundaries that the Lord has given us. And that's not to say that we're immune to any type of hurt that life throws at us or any type of grief that we may experience, even as we live within the boundaries that the Lord has given us. But we can rest in knowing that he's got us. In the midst of our chaos, there is peace. In the midst of our pain, there is peace. If you need reassurance on how much you are loved, My friend, you are in luck because he gives it to you. He loves you so much more than anyone else could ever love you. Lately, I've been on this thought about how much I love my children, and I'm trying to wrap my head around how much more God loves them. I often get pulled back to Psalms 139. I would highly recommend that you read that passage. But in that passage, it talks about how we are wonderfully and fearfully created. And I want to say that most of us listening today have heard that verse somewhere. We might be familiar with it. As I look at the footnotes in recent times in the English Standard Version, which is the version that I mostly read out of, I also see that it means to be fearfully set apart. And fearfully, it's like being remarkable. So remarkably being set apart from the world. Isn't that crazy? Fearfully set apart. He spent his time creating you to be uniquely you. Yes, you are created in his image, but you are not a copy and paste of someone else. You might have similarities, but you are still so uniquely you. I just think that it's amazing. I'll take it even one step further. He knew you when you were just a substance and created your days for you. And I look at my kids and I think, he knew them when they were just a substance, loved them, created days for them, and knitted them in the womb. And I only loved them when I found out I was pregnant with them, heard their heartbeat, felt them moving inside of me, and held them for the first time. But God loved them first, before I did. And I believe the same is true for you. God loves you. God loved you first, before anyone else in your life that you know of ever did. And so keeping that in mind, I am so in awe. My mind is blown when I think about it because I continue to stay in awe of that. In my flesh mind, I cannot wrap my head around loving someone that I have not yet met, much less loving a substance. So it's so incredible and awesome to me. And that's really all I have to say. My friend, I just want to remind you that you are not a mistake. Nothing about you is a mistake. You are his masterpiece. He spent time creating you. And the world would probably tell you that you needed to have something or to do something in order to be loved. But God loves you despite you not having anything. And even if you could bring something to him, it still would not be good enough for him. Why? Because we are sinful. So whatever we touch, even when we try to do good things, we stain it with our sin. And yet he still loves us. He still loves us. He gives us that invitation to be washed white as snow through the blood of Jesus so that we can be blameless and clean in his sight, to be able to be with him. I think that that's so beautiful and so amazing. The world would probably tell you that you're too much to deal with, but God is ready and willing to transform you, to heal the broken parts of you and restore you, and then use that to represent his kingdom. How beautiful and amazing is that? A lot of the times when we want something to represent us, we typically want something to be perfect and represent us well. But God takes what is broken and uses that for his kingdom, for the good of his kingdom, as a matter of fact. He just simply wants to have a relationship with you. And I'm guessing by now, you can kind of guess how I'm going to answer this question of, am I loved? And if it wasn't obvious, the answer is yes, absolutely. You are loved in the eyes of our Lord, despite your flaws. And yes, we can't forget the people in our life that loves us too. But in this episode, I asked you to think about the kind of perfect love or relationship that you could ever receive. And maybe some of the things I've listed, or all of the things I've listed, are on there, right? We want someone to be gentle with us. We want someone who forgives us when we mess up. We want someone who can lead us and be firm with us at times when we need it. We want someone to reassure us that we are loved no matter what. We are absolutely 100% loved. That perfect love that you're thinking of, that perfect relationship that you want to be in, is going to come from God. It's going to come from him. So I would encourage you to look to him, to seek him. Remember that his love is already perfect. It is actually us who comes to him broken with our imperfections. And the more you spend time building a relationship with him, the more you can confidently say that, yes, you are loved. And for you, right now, it might be hard to say, yes, you are loved. Because you're wondering, if God loves you so much, then how come you're going through hard times and that bad things have happened to you? And I get it. I've been there. Why do we go through heartbreaks and walk in loneliness to suffer and go through all kinds of pains that we go through? Maybe to feel like we're left out and have to endure hard times financially, emotionally, relationally. Why do we go through hard things? Well, I believe that perhaps maybe it is to help us realize that we are in need of him to restore us and wash us clean. It's to help us realize that we need him. I used to have a negative mindset, and I know that I've mentioned it several times on this podcast, but it is important to note because that is the whole point of having a restored mind, going from a negative mindset into a positive one that's rooted in scripture. That's the whole point of the restored mind. It's not anything that God had done to me, but what my flesh has done by my own self. It's self-inflicted, as my husband would say. I think about Peter walking on water. For a brief moment, he was walking on water. And when he had his eyes focused on Jesus, he was fine. But then he started looking around and he noticed the wind, and then he fell into the water. So what happened? Well, Jesus reached his hand and pulled Peter back out. If you go and read in Matthew chapter 14, it starts at verse 22. In this passage, after Peter fell into the water, it goes on to say that Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him. My friend, Jesus did not wait until Peter was almost dying. Think about how fast immediately is. It's super fast. When you hold your breath for the first few seconds, you're not going to struggle as bad as if you were holding your breath for a lot longer period of a time. And you might be asking, like, why am I talking about this? Why am I highlighting this story? Well, my friend, it's because I believe that we tend to wait until we hit that breaking point that we seek him. But all along, he's had his hand in the water waiting for us to grab a hold of it. So yes, bad things happen. But my friend, how long are you going to wait until you take his hand? When you are feeling left out, struggling through whatever season of life you're in right now, unsure of what's ahead, and questioning if you're loved, remember that the answer is yes. It can be hard to see at times. I know it. I get it. But my friend, you can do hard things. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen in on this episode. I meant what I said. You can do hard things, so don't let the daily challenges stop you from reaching your greatest potential. If you are ready to take the next step in your journey and are finding that you are in need of help and would like someone to keep you accountable, I would love to offer you my life coaching services. Click on the link in the show notes to get started. There you will also find links to my social media pages where you're able to connect with me as well. My friends, I look forward to speaking with you again next week here on the Restored Mind podcast. Go in peace.